Man Service, can I help you?
Oh, hi, Josh. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You probably got the notification, but I'm just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if...
I was going to call in. I just haven't had time. I mean, to be 100% honest, I'm pretty much thinking about canceling because, like, I had somebody that showed me, like, my whole website is duplicate content, and then, like, you could literally take one phrase off of my website, put it in, and there's, like, 10 different pages that are in different states that are the same way. And then when you get in there on search engine optimization and you Google it, a duplicate information, and then the duplicate information says that it's bad for SEO.
There's a couple of scam companies that are calling our clients and they're telling them, oh, your websites are copy and paste and there's duplicate information. But you have to understand
one thing.
It's not
just being told. Like, it's not being told. I, like, did it myself.
No, but you have to understand one thing, Josh. When we put a site together and when someone signs up with us, our objective is to get them up and running as soon as possible. So, of course, we're going to use stock photos and launch the site to get you up and running. But our hope is that you're going to call in and make revisions or send new content because all of that is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package, right?
I don't have that type of time. I mean, I'm to the point now to where it's just like, to be 100% honest, like, I get what you're saying. I just, where I'm at now with as tight as my funds are and everything, it's just, I'm going to take a step back.
Okay. So in that case, I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to the automatic renewal on the 16th. So it's just the June 15th.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem making that payment. I don't have that problem making that payment.
But then you just want to cancel it right after?
Yeah, I mean, I might as well. I mean, what does that run for, 30 days or do I already owe that payment?
Well, what I could do is take the past due payment from June 16th and then push the next billing out 30 days so you'd be paid in full until July 25th.
And then
in the meantime,
owe two payment?
No, you only owe one. You only owe the June 16th. So what I was saying is I don't want you to pay now and then potentially pay again on July 16th because that's two payments too close together, right? So I would just push the next one out 30 days so you'd have another full month of service. And then I could have the technicians do, you know, a complete performance update on your account and see if there's any, you know, revisions that they could make that would improve your placement. Although I do see that, you know, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 6,077 times, and you've had 729 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So my question to you is, were things pretty steady and then all of a sudden they dipped down, or has it just been not as great as you thought it would be?
I understand people clicking and stuff, but, like, that doesn't make dollars. Like, that's the reason why I don't pay by click.
Right.
I guess what I'm getting at is like, even though people have visited 66,000 times and, like, the whole top of Google thing, like, yeah, if you're in my zip code, it's on the top of Google. But if you go anywhere else around the city, it's not. And I don't even do work in my area. And, like, they always say that we got to optimize your zip code and everything. And I work on the other end of town because I live in a blue-collar area, and all of my work's high-end. So, like, that it doesn't help me to be in my area. Plus, I mean, I haven't even got any calls like that. I mean, most of the work that I've been doing since May hasn't had anything to do with any of that stuff that has any – I mean, as far as getting calls or anything because, like, I mean, my calendar's almost all the way booked up. Because I got general contractors that send me work in the summer, but that's mainly to build it up for the winter. I mean, I still take other work in if I get it, but I mean, I've got two calls. I got two calls last month, and I think I got one or two the month before. And other than the occasional, hey, somebody kicked in my door. Can you come right now? And unfortunately, I'm not a right now service. If you get what I mean.
For sure. Yeah. How far do you service? Because you said that this is set to Louisville and you don't really service locally. So how far do you typically go for a new client?
Well, it's Louisville, Crestwood, and then like the subsidiaries that are on the outskirts of the town that are almost to Oldham County. So,
okay, and then
like Taylorsville area, Oldham County, and like those are a lot of the areas that I'm in, and like I don't get any calls from there other than the signs that I've bought that I put in the yard of where I'm working, and then I get calls from there.
Right. Yeah, that's because the Google business page is tied into just the Louisville address. Doesn't mean you would only be found in Louisville, but what it does mean
I've gotten a call from Owensboro before, but lady wanted me to drive to Owensboro to put a tarp on her roof.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I think you would be a better candidate for Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that program?
Yeah, I've heard of that program. I thought about doing the Google Guaranteed, but that's something too that I just haven't got to that. And if I'm going to do that, it's going to be towards the fall before I start that up.
Yeah, because that's where you would probably get a lot of bang for your buck, because it's a pay-per-lead program. So rather than having to worry about, you know, paying per click or paying per phone call, you're only paying for it if it's a quality. That
all depends on their pricing, because I don't know what Google's pricing is, but I do know that, like, I've worked with HomeAdvisor, Service Magic, almost every lead agency other than Google that you can do, I've worked with them since 2012. Because since 2012 was when all that stuff started up, like Thumbtack, Service Magic, Angie's List, all that stuff. And then Angie bought all the other subsidiaries for the most part and pretty much have a lock on a lot of that stuff. And I still get calls through Angie's List from people browsing, but I don't pay them for nothing no more. If that makes sense.
Oh, so you're on their directory, but you're just not paying for leads. I get it.
Yeah, I'm on their directory and have 25 five-star reviews, and then I got a couple of layouts on there to where people have, like, went behind me and took pictures of everything I've done as I've done it, and I didn't even know they were doing it, and then reviewed it. Like, I got a couple of those on Google, but.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I'll just tell you real quickly, since you're a big lead guy. You've worked with Thumbtack, Service Magic. A lot of people I talk to don't even know that ever existed, and just to let you know, Service Magic was bought out by Angie. Their name to HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor changed their name to Angie's,
right? You know that.
Yeah. I've been through all the motions and every turn of the stomach.
Yep. So how Google Guaranteed differs from all of that is it's an exclusive lead program, because all of those services that you mentioned, they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody
Generally, they do market match and exact match. So, like, they do market matches where they one and five other people, but they also do exact match leads. But at the same time, for painting four bedrooms, Angie's List wanted, like, $115 or something like that just for the lead. And that's an exact match lead, but I'm still competing with other people that they get estimates with as well. So, I mean, it's paying $115 a pop just to knock on a door is more cheap to me. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand if I get it,
I might make $8,000. But at the same time, $8,000 isn't nothing but a drop in the bucket if I'm trying to make $125,000 for the year. You get what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Not to mention that, it's like I'd like to be able to pay people as well and have employees, but I can't get to that point because it's too cutthroat to even keep working and keep myself busy.
Right.
With all the bills and, you know, the pricing of everything, and, you know, everything goes up and never goes down.
Yep. Well, the reason
I'm not trying
I'm
to complain,
running...
it's something I've been pondering for months. You know what I mean? And that's why I've been. That's why I've been hesitant, and I've just been letting it ride. And then, like, when I came down, like, I've been pondering it before we went to the 150. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I just don't see enough. $150, if I get one lead a month that's actual valuable, I mean, I guess it's worth it. But at the same time, it shouldn't be like that. Because if I need to organically get to where – Tom Drexler is, or like all these other big like plumbing electrician companies and all these other companies, for me to be where they're at, they're paying per click, and not to mention search engine optimization and stuff. So like I'm just spinning my wheels.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. So, the leads with the Google Guaranteed are much more cost effective. They're only $44 for a painting lead or $50.67 for a handyman lead. But the caveat of it is that you have to pass a background check in order to participate.
Yeah, I mean, so you're, yeah, I don't worry about that. I got FBI background clearance and all that stuff when I work on military bases. Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, for painter, it says you only need a certificate of insurance, but with handyman, it might need more. But if you're licensed and insured, you're going to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have a license in Kentucky, but in Indiana, I mean, you have to be insured for sure. But, yeah. I mean, I carry a $2 million... liability policy, so I don't have to.
Yeah,
worry
and
about
with this,
that.
It just says the certificate of insurance. It doesn't even say $2 million. So I would think you would pass with flying colors. And so all we charge to participate in it is the one-time $250 application fee. That application process takes 4 to 8 weeks, you know, to pass the background check. Once you're approved, that's when they could automatically turn the leads on. And let's say, you know, for the painter category, they would call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget, which would be $44 times 13 leads, so $574. And then the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is once you're approved, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you did a ton of work for someone and they became disgruntled and they wanted their money back, Google would get involved and refund that client up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay?
Yeah,
and then,
I get that. But my big thing with that is, like what you're saying, the $50 for the handyman leads, I mean, you realize that, like, some of the handyman leads is, like, fixing a faucet. You know what I mean? Like, fixing a door that don't shut right and stuff like that. I mean, I charge $125 an hour, but, you know, like, that's me making, like, you know, dramatically less, $70 for the hour. And then between paying taxes and everything, I'm working for somebody. You know what I mean? I'm making $20 an hour by the time I pay taxes and insurance and all that stuff. So I don't know. I'll really have to think about that. If I was going to do it, I definitely wouldn't do it for handyman. It would only be for painting.
Or if you did it for handyman, they could put you in the keywords that are generating the higher end jobs. So for instance, let's say that you're, you know, sure you're considered a handyman, but let's say that you could do like a remodel, or you could do some, you know, cabinets or countertops or flooring and things like that. Then we could put you in keywords like that that would generate bigger jobs, so that you're not getting just, you know, hey, I need you. The hinge came off my door. Can you come and reattach it? You know what I mean? Because wouldn't make sense. Yeah. So, I mean, you have options there. Mm-hmm.
I guess float it for 30 days, and I'm going to think about it some more and see what it is and do some research. And then I guess we'll talk in 30 days or less, actually.
Yeah, I'll send you an email on it just so that you have more information. And then, again, I'll push the next billing out to July 25th. So for the one payment, is there a different card that you'd like to use for that?
It's the one card. Oh,
this one ends in 5191, and it's not going through, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the 51911. It's the other one. My phone's dead. I'm currently talking to you on my watch. I'm gonna restart it.
Oh, how funny! I do that too when my phone. I love the watches for that.
Oh well, I mean that. Yeah, it's nice. I have to have it when I'm working because I can't pick up my phone. Otherwise, everybody will just catch voicemail.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So yeah, you're very efficient with it because when you're out in the field, it's good to have it.
Yeah. When I'm out in the field, I can't really do a whole bunch on the phone.
Yeah. That's actually a pet peeve of mine when we call a client of ours and, you know, let's say I get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up. I always tell them, like, look, why would you pay a company for marketing to get your phone ringing? And then when a potential client calls you, they can't even get a hold of you, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty foolish.
Yeah, it really is. So, but then I always tell them also, because when my voicemail box is full, I don't necessarily know it because I don't call myself. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have visual voicemail. So like, it literally tells me how many voicemails I have.
Yep. Yeah, I have that too, and it'll transcribe it in the event that I can't listen to it right away. I can kind of read what it's about, you know? Yeah,
lot of what I scan, because, I mean, you wouldn't believe how many sales calls I get just by itself.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. I really do. I talk to business owners day in and day out, and a lot of those are originated from, you know, those lead services, you know, because sometimes they'll put in, you know, handyman companies in Kentucky into Angie's, and then they get like pages and pages of leads, you know, and then they just start calling through all of them. So.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely get it. I mean, I've definitely had probably 1,000 people call me and try to sell me some type of marketing.
Wow. You'll like the Google Guaranteed because we can target those areas that you mentioned to us, so you're not going to be constricted to just Louisville, right? But also with the leads, our department monitors it. So in the event that you could get a call from someone that's like, hey, are you hiring? You don't get charged for it. Or let's say someone calls you and they're from 200 miles away and you have no interest in servicing that far, then you don't get charged for it. So you're only getting charged for it if it's an actual lead. And that's the nice thing is that we'll monitor, because sometimes those typical lead services, they'll give you credits if you contact them and dispute it and go through a whole rigmarole. But if it happens frequently, it's hard to manage, right? So with this, you have a team where people will manage it on this end. And then you don't even have to take 13 leads per month. So, you know, let's say that you pay the activation budget somewhere down the road once you're approved. And that month you take on 5 leads and it yielded you 5 high-end jobs that kept you busy all month. Then the next month you just pay for the 5 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. You don't have to pay the whole, you know, activation budget again. So that the activation budget works as kind of like an escrow account, if you know what I mean. They just completely,
gotcha.
Each month you just replenish the ones that you took from the month prior.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, currently I'm looking for my wallet and I haven't been able to find it, but.
Oh. That's not good.
No, you should have the other card on file, I thought.
Well, typically when we put in a new card, it'll erase the former card. Yes. So, let's see how far back this 5191 number goes though.
Well, you just changed it the last time I paid it, I thought.
Oh, it says that on May 27th, I changed it to the 3901 and it's a Visa. Is that the one you want to use? Let me see if I can retrieve that information, because did you say at that time that you wanted it to be like a one-time charge or something, or no?
Yeah, it was one time, but I was going to put more money in the other account, and I just never have got around to it. I've had a lot of stuff go on.
I see. That's why. So oh, no, really?
Yeah, my aunt passed. Well, I mean, we knew it was going to happen, but it happened a little faster than we thought it was going to happen.
Oh, my condolences. It's hard to go through that. Yeah, I feel for
you. Yeah, it's harder for my mom than anything, because she's the one that's really taking it hard. But
I bet. Yeah, that's hard, because I have 3 girls, and I know how close they are to each other. You know, that's your mom's sister, right?
Yeah. It's her half sister.
They were close. So I'll see if I can retrieve this information. I might have to go to finance and ask them if they have it. But if I can, I'll just charge it on the new card and I'll push the next billing out to the 25th of July. And then you have my direct line on the bottom of that email that I just sent you. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if you would like to, you know, try the Google Guaranteed or even talk about doing some Google paid ads or something like that, you could always reach me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you for taking care of that, Josh, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.